As we delve into the visual analysis of Henry Jock Walker's artwork, Constable Clifford, and the Gypsy Sea Turtle, it's essential to embark on a journey of observation first. The artwork is a captivating composition marked by its vibrant colors and unique use of materials. The bright neoprene segments are arranged in an abstract format, with distinct forms that provide an initial visual impact. The first thing you might notice is the overall palette, dominated by greens, yellows, reds, and pinks. The artwork invites immediate engagement, but as we begin to break it down, let's focus on key artistic elements that shape our understanding of what we're seeing. Starting with color, the vibrant hues employed in this piece are undoubtedly one of its most striking features. The greens and yellows evoke feelings of freshness and vitality, possibly reminiscent of nature or the ocean. In contrast, the bold reds and pinks add a warmth and excitement that gently pulls the viewer in. You may want to consider how this interplay of colors makes you feel, as if the artwork vibrates with energy and movement. Observers might find themselves drawn to the way colors interact, evoking various emotions or memories related to summer days spent at the beach or surfing in the waves. As we reflect on the color choices, it's also important to recognize their relationship with color theory. The combination of these vibrant hues might be considered analogous, that is, they sit next to each other on the color wheel, creating a sense of harmony. This leads us to ponder, how might a different color palette change your interpretation of the artwork? Would cooler colors evoke a sense of calmness, whereas warmer tones stir excitement? Next, let's consider the shapes present within the composition. Walker employs a mix of both organic and geometric forms, creating a dynamic visual landscape that is both playful and structured. The organic shapes mimic the fluidity of water or the curves of nature, while the geometric shapes introduce a sense of order. This juxtaposition creates an engaging tension that excites the viewer's eye. You may notice how certain shapes seem to overlap or interlock, prompting you to explore the piece more thoroughly. How do these shapes interact with one another? Does it feel chaotic, or is there a hidden rhythm that unifies them? Moving along, let's look closely at the texture of the artwork, a crucial aspect given the material used, neoprene, typically associated with wetsuits. The surface gives off a smooth yet somewhat pliable quality, which contrasts with traditional canvas or paper artwork. This textural element enhances the visual experience, adding a layer of complexity and inviting viewers to imagine the tactile sensation of the material. How does this unconventional choice of texture influence your connection to the work? Does it make you think about the relationship between art and the environment, particularly the ocean? Now that we've identified some of the elements at play, let's analyze how these elements are orchestrated through the principles of design, particularly focusing on balance, emphasis, and movement. The overall layout of this artwork leans toward an asymmetrical balance. Instead of mirroring both sides equally, the arrangement feels more fluid, with components strategically placed to create a sense of equilibrium. This sense of balance affects the overall composition, giving it a lively, dynamic quality. As you observe, you might think, how does this balance, or lack thereof, transform your experience of the piece? Emphasis also plays a significant role. While the artwork is filled with different forms and colors, the arrangement draws your eye toward certain focal points. It may be a particularly bold red shape or a green form that feels more prominent because of its placement. This focal point may speak to the title of the artwork itself, hinting at the characters or themes behind Constable Clifford and the Gypsy Sea Turtle. What do you think is the focal point, and how does it guide your interpretation of the piece? Next, let's explore movement within this composition. The array of shapes and colors seems to lead the viewer's eye through an implied path across the artwork. The flowing curves of the organic shapes could suggest a wave-like motion, perhaps reminiscent of the ocean's rhythm. As your gaze moves among these elements, consider how this movement enhances your experience. Does it create a narrative or evoke feelings of adventure, similar to the journey one might take while surfing? As we synthesize these observations, Dr. Walker's Constable Clifford and the Gypsy Sea Turtle transforms into a complex interaction of color, shape, texture, balance, emphasis, and movement. These elements work in concert to convey elevated themes of nature, adventure, and the spirit of surf culture. The use of neoprene is not merely a choice of material, it adds context and enriches the interpretation, suggesting links to water, sport, and perhaps the fragility of the environments we engage with. In conclusion, the overall impact of Walker's artwork arises from the harmonious blend of these elements and principles. The vibrant colors, dynamic shapes, and engaging textures encourage viewers to connect with the piece on multiple levels. Art becomes a medium through which the viewer can engage with broader themes surrounding identity, nature, and creativity. As you stand before Constable Clifford and the Gypsy Sea Turtle, the combination of visual elements not only captivates the eye but also evokes thought and reflection. Each interaction with the artwork encourages a deeper connection, prompting you to contemplate your personal relationship with the ocean and the concept of playfulness that surfing embodies. Walker's use of neoprene sets the stage for a conversation about materiality in art. This choice invites viewers to reconsider what constitutes an artistic medium and how everyday materials can transform into vessels for creativity and expression. By breaking away from traditional materials typically found in fine art, Walker challenges conventional definitions and liberates artistic exploration. This raises questions about the cultural significance of materials in creative work and how they can carry layered meanings based on lived experiences. Moreover, the abstract nature of the piece allows for a multitude of interpretations. While one viewer may see a celebration of surfing culture, another might interpret the artwork as a commentary on environmental conservation, sparking ideas on the importance of protecting the ocean and its ecosystems. This multiplicity of meanings can be quite powerful, as it fosters dialogue among viewers and invites them to share their perspectives.